And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Verizon has joined the growing exodus from corporate wokeness, officially ending its DEI policies after pressure from FCC Chairman Brendan Carr. The telecommunications giant acknowledged what many have known all along, that some DEI policies and practices could be associated with discrimination. And while common sense returns to the corporate world, Democrat Congresswoman Summer Lee has introduced yet another doomed reparations bill demanding trillions in taxpayer dollars. Lee claims America has stolen black labor, black lives, and black futures for over 400 years until this very day, apparently equating modern conditions with chattel slavery. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has temporarily blocked President Trump from using the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to expedite deportations of foreign gang members from northern Texas. Only Justices Alito and Thomas dissented from the decision, which essentially delays the removal of criminal aliens from American communities. In Colorado, the governor there, Jared Polis, has signed legislation making truth-telling a crime if it involves someone's gender identity. The new law expands state anti-discrimination statutes to treat dead naming, using someone's actual name, and misgendering, acknowledging biological reality, as illegal discrimination in workplaces, schools, and businesses. And speaking of progressive absurdity, Providence, Rhode Island plans to fly the Palestinian flag at City Hall. Yeah, American officials are voluntarily raising a flag representing a territory largely controlled by Islamic terrorists. A city spokesperson defended the decision by claiming Providence displays many different flags throughout the year to honor diverse background. On a more encouraging note, the FDA is removing prescription fluoride products for children from the market. The agency cited studies linking ingested fluoride to lower IQ, weight gain, thyroid issues, and alter gut microbiomes in developing children. FDA Commissioner Marty Makary emphasized the need to err on the side of safety, while HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy highlighted a review of 74 quality studies showing clear associations between fluoride exposure and reduced IQ. And speaking of reduced IQ, in Afghanistan, the Taliban has banned chess, claiming the ancient game violates Islamic Sharia law as a means of gambling, though other Islamic countries have no such prohibition. One cafe owner noted that young Afghans don't have a lot of activities these days, which might explain why leaders would rather restrict harmless games than allow their people to develop strategic thinking skills. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.